You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, that was a great segment with Connie Rowe. And she is somebody who I have ultimate respect for, and she'll tell me if she didn't agree. I mean, but one of the things I love about Connie, if you're still listening, is that the fact that she was a police chief comes out once in a while. She's not afraid to tell you that she'll take the nightstick to you if you don't like her bill, and that was always kind of fun. But State Representative Connie Rowe, and some of the things I think you may have heard in there were, number one, there does not appear at this point to be a cohesive plan between the House and the Senate for things that they want to accomplish on behalf of the state. That she, even as a member of the legislature, does not see school choice coming into the fray a whole lot at this point for various reasons. And then at the same time, she did say, and just offline, just as we had to end that segment, but just offline, she told me that she does understand there's a tax credit of some type coming in one of the House pieces, and that's likely to be included in their House platform. So, you know, maybe something with taxes, but I'd love to see how that comes together. And hey, Yaffe, you had a caller, I think, during the break there, had a question. What was that question from them?
Yeah, I had a caller bring up the fact that you were talking about repealing the grocery tax or repealing the state income tax. And she said that seems like a good idea, but she also said other states that do that have higher property taxes than we do. So would we have to pay higher property taxes because we got rid of those taxes?
I think the short answer is not likely. So here's the thing. I actually had the opportunity to vote on a grocery tax bill, I think once, and I voted against it because it was an awful version of the bill. I mean, my point was, what are we playing around for? Just repeal it. And they were always putting stringers on it. They were always saying, we'll drop it over here, but we'll raise it over there. And in that particular case, they were trying to do away with the federal tax deduction. You know, you get a tax deduction on your federal taxes for your state income tax. And they were trying to, or it's the other way around. I'm sorry, the federal tax deduction goes on your state income tax. Anyway, the bottom line was, it was a, we'll do it away with it here and raise it there. And it was ridiculous because we had enough money, in my opinion, by then. All said and done, to answer her question, no, I don't think so. I think it would be a pretty difficult thing to get past property taxes. We are the lowest property tax state in the nation, I believe. And that's one of the things that makes us very attractive to new business and to attracting new citizens. And I don't see that changing, especially when it comes to, and liberals always scream about this, and I believe the term, I got to think of the term now that I've said this and I'm getting that, is common use, or anyway, the bottom line is huge tracts of land for farms and that kind of thing. They do not need to see their taxes increase because it would drive up the cost of our produce and goods. So all said and done, the answer I would say is not likely. If you repealed it, it'd be a repeal.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say as well that it sounds like you're saying they have enough money. So if we repealed it, the government would still have enough money. So why do we play these games where we have to raise taxes somewhere else if we get rid of one tax?
If you look right now, and you probably heard it, the state legislators right now, it's like a campaign bragging point for them. We've passed the biggest budgets in state history, and they have. I got to think of the amounts here. I think it was $2.1 billion on the general fund and $7.8 billion, I believe, on the education fund. Biggest budgets ever in state history because they've had record revenues, and because we did do some good things. We set aside reserve accounts for the education budget when I was in. And then one of the few good things I saw them do since I've been gone is creating a reserve account for the general fund. So they've got record revenues. Absolutely. They've got surpluses. Now, they're trying to put the caution on people like me who are calling for tax breaks because they're saying it may not last forever. Well, it's there right now, and everybody's hurting, so why don't you do something? There's that.
Well, I mean, the point that I always think about is states around us that are doing extremely well, Texas, Tennessee, Florida, none of those have a state income tax.
Yep.
So, and they do pretty well without it.
Yep.
So the idea that we have to have it, the states around us are proving us wrong there.
I agree. Now, I think one of the ways they make up for that is in their property tax. That caller may have a concern there. And do I recall, Yaf, did you used to live in Florida? Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, I actually traveled to Florida last week to see my family for Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well, yeah, then you would know that firsthand. And I knew guys in the Army who would make Florida their home of record, because the Army, you move around so much, you have to declare what's called a home of record, and that's where you pay state income taxes, is based on your records for your home of record. And so, like, you know, my son's in the Army, Alabama. He lives elsewhere, but he's declared Alabama's home of record. But if he declared Florida, if he had the ability to live there, own property, he could be wherever he is in the world and not pay state income tax. I saw guys in the Army do that all the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, it makes sense. In terms of property taxes, it is a little bit higher in Florida than here, but not as high as, like, Texas. It's pretty high from what I understand. But, you know, state income tax, all these people are moving to states like Tennessee, Florida, and Texas, and that's a big reason.
Yep, absolutely. And then you've got things like our gas tax is now scheduled to continue going up in perpetuity. Unless there's a stop to it, or gas goes over a certain price, if I'm not mistaken. And right now, I mean, it could just continue going up. And you get Florida down there, who already has no state income tax, talking about the governor asking for the legislature to go ahead and cut the gas tax while they're at it. I mean, that's just leadership of a different level right there. But we don't seem to have that right now in our executive or legislative branch, in my opinion. Anyway. Well, folks, listen, that's number two on the triple dipper. All right. So we took that one and ran with it for a while, spent a whole hour plus, and to include talking with State Representative Connie Rowe about what could happen in Montgomery. And let me just refresh something that I've said on the show more than once. After having served down there for 8 years, I am convinced that very often what happens in Montgomery impacts our lives more than what happens in D.C. I mean, it sounds crazy to say it, but I think it's true. What happens in Montgomery goes down to everything like how much gas you pay at the pump, or how much are you paying in your property taxes, whether you can even have Sunday alcohol sales in your community. You know, who shut you down during the pandemic? It wasn't the federal government. It was a state government. And then things like how do we do with other issues like school choice, and we're number 50 in the nation. All that comes from Montgomery. Even right down to can you text and drive, comes from Montgomery. So what I'm saying is you got to pay attention to who's in those state offices, whether it be the Senate, the House, the executive branch, being the lieutenant governor and the governor, because they have a dramatic impact upon our lives, sometimes way more even than what gets all the news, which is D.C. That's why I love having this show and Yaffe's show and Dale's show, where we talk about state stuff, because so much of it is not getting reported. That's why I'm so glad that we have a news site called 1819 News. You can go to 1819 News right now, 1819news.com, and you've got clear, state, unequivocal news about what's happening around you and why it's good to live here. I love it here. I wouldn't change a thing about where I live. I would change a thing about the fact that certain things happen in governance where I live. But nonetheless, there's so much here to be thankful for, and it doesn't always get reported. And all you typically hear is Biden did this and Congress did that, and, you know, what's happening with COVID. And there's so much more to our news than that. All right, we're going to go to a short break. Hey, Yaffe, by the way, if people want to call in, go ahead and take the calls, man. I'll take calls whenever at this point. But if somebody calls in, you are welcome. It's 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. We're going to head to a short break right now. When we come back, though, I got to ask you, is our national security secure? Is it? Well, the military side of me is going to start talking about that, because there's a lot of stuff in the news that most folks aren't even hearing all over the world. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. And by the way, if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, be one of our team members, super easy. Just go to our website, once again, rightsideradio.org. Rightsideradio.org has everything on it to include contact points for Bobby, who will square you away on advertising. Rightsideradio.org, too easy. And that's one of the reasons why we have great team members, because they've all asked to have the opportunity to advertise on the show. So, yeah, just to check it out, we'll be glad to have you. We got a little space left we can work with on that. And we're coming into the holiday season, so you might want to do it. Hey, listen, going to move into the last part of my triple dipper here. Let me kick this segment off by just asking you this question. Do you feel like in the current and political environment that your national security is secure? Well, I will say this. I still believe we have the greatest military in the world, the history of the world. I still believe that we are the freest nation on the face of the earth. I still believe we have everything it takes to continue that trend. I am very concerned about the diminishing of that capacity that I'm seeing out of the current administration. I mean, it's kind of hard not to. I mean, when I pull a story like this one right here that I kept, I had this one a few weeks ago, right? I talked about it on the air, but I'm going to use it to kick off this segment about national security. When I see things like this from the Washington Post, and the Washington Post says, headline, White House and intelligence agencies and the Pentagon all issue reports warning that climate change is what threatens global security. What? So, yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, 30 years of military service, myself, two tours overseas in combat zones, the son of a career Army officer with multiple tours in Vietnam, the grandson of a career Army officer with service through three wars, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. I'm just going to tell you, I don't think climate change was ever on anybody's list when they were working in the uniformed services. So why the White House and the intelligence agencies of this nation and the Pentagon have issued a joint report warning that climate change is what threatens global security? Well, that's one of the indicators to me that there's been a diminishing in terms of our overall view of our place in the world when it comes to national defense. So sweeping assessments were released just a few weeks ago by the White House, by the U.S. intelligence community, and the Pentagon that concluded that climate change will, quote, exacerbate longstanding threats to national security. And the new National Intelligence Estimate is what this is, the NIE, the National Intelligence Estimate, says that climate, which, by the way, this is the first of its kind document that was issued, climate is one of the grim warnings relating to national security, and that a changing climate can upend societies and topple governments. Are you hearing this? It goes on to conclude that while momentum to reduce global emissions of greenhouse gases is growing, that current policies and pledges are insufficient to meet the goals that the countries laid out in the landmark Paris Climate Accord. And the Pentagon went so far as to say, from a military perspective, examining how China and others could take advantage of rising sea levels and melting glaciers is what the Pentagon needs to review. This is laughable. This is laughable that we would go down this road. In the meantime, let's start taking a walk around the world. And if you want to call in and talk about this, by the way, or you want to talk about the state legislature coming up in their special session, or you want to talk about some of the wokeness that I had earlier on, 866-494-9866, that's the phone number. But I do have a story right now that gives me some encouragement off Fox News. Fox News pulls this one. Pentagon to improve its military airfields in Guam, Australia, to counter China and leave other global positions as is. All right, so what I'm hearing there, though, that's good. All right, so the Pentagon's worried about climate change, but at the very least, the Pentagon is not totally asleep at the wheel when it comes to things like China. And the Pentagon, according to Bradford Betts writing for Fox News, the Pentagon is planning some major infrastructure improvements. So, you know, all of you defense contractors and green suiters out there at Redstone Arsenal, just know that there is still a great deal to be done in terms of building out our major infrastructure for military airfields. And they're looking at improvements right now in Guam and Australia. And that's big doings, because China right now is the near peer adversary that we face. And I do believe that that's something that we've got to take into great accord. But I do not believe that climate change is the number one thing. In fact, I got a caller on line two. Let me go in. Yaffe, if you're ready, I'll go ahead and take Ted on line two. Hey, Ted from Huntsville, Phil Williams on Right Side Radio. You got a comment there? What's going on, man?
Yeah, on the climate change, in a sarcastic sort of way, and this is definitely sarcastic, I kind of agree with that climate change is one of our biggest issues. And the reason I'm saying this is because all the money we pay to do this is actually going to upend our government by being stupid with our money in this climate change stuff.
Oh. So you're making a point there. We're reducing our national security by spending too much time focusing on climate change, which could endanger us and cause an upending of strategic interests. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. So in a sarcastic sort of way, I agree with it. But I agree with what you're saying as well.
that's sarcastic. But, brother, I think you might be spot on. I hadn't even thought of it from that perspective. So, let's not divert so much of our government spending away from defense to focus on the climate, because then that leaves us exposed in the eyes of the world. Hey, Ted, great call, man. Thank you for calling in. So he's got a point. He's got a point. Well, listen, we're heading into the bottom of the hour break, all right? So as we head into this break, just understand I'm coming back from that break with issues related to Russia and Ukraine. I'm coming back with things related to North Korea. I'm coming back with things related to Vladimir Putin's obsession with Ukraine. I'm talking about things like the Iran nuclear deal. I got stuff here. I'm not sure we can even get through it all. How do I even get through this whole stack all the way down to the one about Syria and chemical weapons? God, bum. Is your national security still secure? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We will be right back.